Interventions on the timeline. Any NLP intervention can be done above the timeline, and it's a perfect time to do it. In our program, we allow extra sessions at the end just to practice timeline, and this is why. Through the timeline process, or when a client is floating or in the timeline space, it's an excellent time to do a whole pile of NLP work. As mentioned before, it's a really good time to do parts integration. It's a great time to do reframing, to find the positive intention and to let go of the negative memories. It is possible to delete memories altogether. We can do that by scrambling them or rewinding them or having them shrink down or putting them into a black hole, simply detaching them from the timeline, but it's not usually advisable and we don't generally do it. I've done it a couple of times with some trauma. It's not really the advisable thing. It leaves a gap in the person's memory and deprives them of the opportunity of learning from that event. I had a time when I spent a whole week in a meditation center, which could have perhaps been a cult in Korea. And I was unaware of the NLP back then. I was aware of it, but I hadn't fully done it. And I was taking part in a process which we repeated over and over and over and over and over again. And this process was kind of going into our timeline and throwing every single memory into a black hole. So this kind of cult or meditation center, depending how you look at it, was having all its members, including me, for a whole week, basically put all our memories into a black hole, and it left gaps in my memory, and I'm still curious and wondering today if that's the reason I have so many gaps in my memory, or if it was due to some military service perhaps, but I still feel that deleting the memories from the past is definitely not the ideal situation. And why would we want to scramble it when there's a whole lot more we can do? Okay, so when we find these memories, we can ask our unconscious mind to learn and to reframe or let go of the negative emotions. We can ask it to find the positive emotions and actually find more resources, positive learnings along the line. Perhaps we can find resources and things along our line that can help us in future. Perhaps as we do the timeline, we might be able to anchor or access lost resources and anchor them and bring them out in future. Okay, another thing we might want to do is at times we want to make sure we float further back before the earliest event, because before the earlier events happened, we may have been a more cheerful or different person. So floating back before the times can give us a clearer picture on a better state and person to be, rather than deleting the whole memory, right? We can identify more resources in our timeline and find or put markers there, kind of metaphorically speaking, put markers or flags along our timeline and have them glow so that we can access them in future times. We can also create the change work, and as we change or do a parts integration or something on one memory, we can magnify this and allow it to generalize by saying something along the lines of, notice how that event change right there ripples out along your timeline and that other events back to now glow and start to glow more and more and drift slowly along your timeline back to now, noticing your timeline lining up, lighting up and lighting up all the way back to now and shooting off into the distance. And perhaps we want to float out to the distance and notice how the timeline in front of you now, or off to the right depending on the direction, is lighting up. Okay, so there's a whole pile of interventions we can put on there and a couple of things you might want to check. Remember, we've got to make sure the client's in the right position. Remember when to be associated and dissociated. Remember when to be before the event happened, and from time to time, like for anxiety, we might want to be after the position it happened. A second thing, we want to make sure we're at the first event, okay, the first time they experienced it, and we want to make sure that it's okay to let go of the emotion. I shared that before as well. Is it okay for your unconscious mind to let go of any negative emotion now? Another intervention that we can do in here is the imprint or re-imprinting. This is when, rather than adjusting our memory of the event as a child, we might actually put in changes to the environment around us. Sometimes what I've done here is I've actually gone back to the first time and I've given resources to parents or given resources to other people in the memory.